Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Sound Heart. This morning, while on my rant, I was listening to some information on psychosomatic medicine, and there's also a small piece of paper that's interesting with the emphasis on stress and emotions. And in both these pieces that I was listening to, there was an emphasis on work and possibly something happened at work or maybe the person went to work or something that creates this highly stressful situation, this emotionally charged situation that triggered certain emotions. They're both pieces are very interesting. I learned a great deal. And what I would like to add to what they were saying, and both these pieces, is this component. The top. And the Word of God says a lot about the pathology of the tongue and what the tongue creates. It is considered to be the tongue is considered in the Word of God to be very dangerous, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Verses. And Proverbs 18, verse 21, we read these words. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. One more time. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Now, on last night's show, I spent a great deal of time discussing blasphemy. And what blasphemy is, and how destructive it is, and what it does to the person who is doing the blasphemy. And we define blasphemy as slander, and it also means to stand, literally to stand against the life of another individual. And Paul said that in the last days, in the local churches, there would be these persons who are blasphemers. And both God and man, gender inclusive, male, female, can be blasphemed. It is a terrible, vicious sin against the life of another individual. It is a very dangerous, sinful practice. So, but it is highly commonplace today in this culture to hear these very violent, dangerous, these very destructive language of blasphemy. So, when we go to the Word of God, we want to look for it. We want its healing medicine. We want, you and I want wellness. We want Christ-centered wellness. Now, I am not talking about the occasional curse word. That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about a deliberate mindset. I am talking about a tongue that wants to destroy others. And so, to me, this is a very important part of psychosomatic medicine. And this is not mere religious. This is basic for one's life to understand that God does not want us to have a virulent spirits because we belong to Him. We are not to have, as believing ones, virulent, vicious spirits. And so, it is important to hear what God says about this specific topic, about this particular doctrine. Telling has the power of life and death for those who love the deeper fruit thereof. Now, this is what the Bible says. In Proverbs 16:24, about good words. I'm going to read verses 23 and 24. A wise man's heart guides his path, and his lips promote instruction. Pleasant words are a honeycomb. Sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Pleasant. The word here, of course, it also suitable for becoming. See Proverbs 15:26, 16:24. Beautiful, suitable, becoming words are honeycomb. Now, healing, the word is morphine, morphine, than the healing. So, words that are sweet to the soul promotes the healing, promotes healing to the bones. And there have been some very interesting that relate what individuals say to others that are of a violent nature, and there are those who have looked at the physiology of these persons and how they begin to waste away or to dissolve the faith because of the virulent spirit and the virulent things they say about others for whom Jesus died. Now, the power behind this vile negativism of the tongue is pride. The fuel here is pride. Pride goes before, or pride usually faces destruction or ruin, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And so this the Word of God, it's wonderful, it contains very powerful wisdom medicine. There is a biblical psychosomatic medicine. There's a biblical behavioral medicine that we really need to think about, that will change our lives and that will heal our souls so that we can live lives well pleasing to God. We would do well to repent of sins of the tongue. Sins of the tongue. There are mental attitude sins, there are sins that are that persons through the body and behavior. There's also sin of the tongue. Now, in James chapter 3, we have these words, James chapter 3. And James chapter 3, verse 5 reads, "Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire can do." So, the tongue is arrogant. And the foundation of this arrogance is what? Pride. Pride. Verse 6, "And the tongue, fire." Now, in the Old King James Version, you have the tongue is a fire. But the verb is, so the verb is, and definite article, are not in the Greek text. So essentially we have the noun tongue, and we have the noun fire, and it's the Greek text. The tongue fire, not it's the fire, the tongue fire. A world of sin, a world of iniquity. Now listen, so is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body. See, the tongue power to create spiritual sepsis. The tongue has the power to create spiritual sepsis, spiritual infection in the soul. So this is very, very serious sin. And set it on fire, the course of nature, and it set on fire of the Old King James Version reads hell, but the Greek reads Gehenna. Gehenna. Perfect. And so we read in verse 8, "But the tongue can no man tame, an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." This is what the Word of God. We would do well to listen to the Word of God. Why? Because we need to be to God, so that you are around persons with children who are angry. And please understand that anger is a bad. Anger is a bad. And they are pride, they're prideful. And they virulent, they're tough, virulent manner. Better get right, because you're in a highly destructive environment. Someday,